Okay. Siva Shalom Reish Chav Dalet. The second paragraph of the new Perek. Ve'im oid efshar lahavin zois. So in the previous paragraph, the Nesiv Shalom brought down the Rambam. That the Rambam said that what is tshuva? That is, if a person deserts the Avera to the point that the Yodea Ta'aluma is that Hashem, who knows everything that is hidden, can testify that this person will never repeat this Avera again. That is the those are the words of the Rambam. So that's what that's what Nesiv Shalom is commenting on. He says, "V'imoy d'afshel ha'hamin zois." He says, even if it would be possible to understand this, kasher atshuvi hi alchet yadua, when the tshuva is on a specific avera, shalzeh kavu chazal v'amru. So on that, Chazal say, and the Rambam is quoting this Chazal, "Hey chadami bal tshuva." Give us an example of a bal tshuva, of a true bal tshuva. Kigan shebasa liyodei dvar avera uperish v'chulu. That is, if the same avera came, he had an opportunity to do the same avera again. Voice perik, meaning, and he's in the same stage of life, the same years. I mean, he's still in his young years. Uvoisa makayim, and he's in the same place. Uvoisa isha with the same woman. So these circumstances prove that he is able to withstand the test. And that indicates that his tshuva is whole. We put it together to give them some. Oh, yeah, you have one. Okay, sorry. Huh? Okay.
Not really.
Right. V'shayach lemar, and then it's possible to say, Ki ha'yedea taluma is that Hashem, who knows everything that is hidden, yachil ha'yid olav, that Hashem can testify that he will never do it again. Achare ikir inyan tshuva, inoy al-chet prati. But the main concept of tshuva is not on a specific avera. Rather, on the essence of the person's conduct altogether. Meaning, tshuva is not necessarily on a specific avera. Rather, it's a person totally changing his ways. It's not just on an avera that a person transgressed coincidentally. Where a spirit of folly entered him and he transgressed a certain avera. A bal tshuva is someone who wants to change his entire being. He finds himself in a very lowly place. He finds himself with the Yetzirah totally taken over himself. That is usually the case of a bal tshuva that we're dealing with, where a person finds himself rock bottom. He has the Yetzirah totally consumed him. And now he wants to totally change his ways. We're not talking about any specific avera. Right? As we can derive from the the nusach of vidui that we say, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Vachulu, Havinu, Veshamnu, Zadnu, right? We're not talking about any specific avera. We're just, it's all in general, right? Kishinu Oira, Rashanu, Shikhasnu, Tiavnu, right? We're saying all of these, we've done all of these things, but everything is general. Right? We've sinned, we've rebelled, we've been wicked, all of these. Right. It's not, this vidui is not, it's not surrounding any specific evil acts. It's just about the essence of evil that happens to be reigning over the person. So how in this type of tshuva, when a person is doing tshuva in general, he's changing his ways, right? So how is it possible to do tshuva in a way, how is it possible that a person should feel that Hashem could even testify that I'm never going to do anything bad again? Come on. What are we, you know, let's be real. How can Hashem testify that that this change of life is going to be a permanent change of life?
Meaning you're no longer beoso perik bosmoko. Like,
what?
Meaning you're no longer beoso perik bos uvosmokom. Like you're out of that, so you can't really prove even.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No,
I don't think that's it. I think that he's saying on a specific avera, a person. I think it's possible. I think he's asking for a lot simpler than that.
Yeah.
It's possible to say that a person will never return to that again. But when we're talking about like totally changing one's whole direction of life, which includes everything the person has done, how is it possible that a person should come to that strong of a resolution?
Doesn't the concept of the tshuva does exist within single acts, like you see with great people, like Moshe and David? I'm saying people like, man, we're not.
Of course, it exists within single acts, but that's not the tshuva that we're usually dealing with. Of course,
it's in general,
right?
Because they only have maybe like a quarter of a thing to work on.
Right.
That's that would be the easy way to understand.
Millions.
That's have second to second, we have thousands.
And according to this, it's in the same circumstances that you committed the avera.
Right.
In other words, you're not just going out into a cave someplace. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, no, she wouldn't bar Yochai.
Right. Okay. Hagisha was that. So he says the approach to this, Tzricha Liyaz Bruda. The approach to this needs to be clear. Ki tafkid ha'adam v'alderech mashal, the goal of a person is, for example, or by analogy, the b'nei bayis mefoyer al makam ashpe. Let's say someone who is building a beautiful house on a garbage dump.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you know what
I was thinking. A couple places in New Jersey.
She'ena roitzel hashkia k'sofen v'yegia. So if he doesn't want to invest a lot of money and a lot of toil, lachba yisaydis amukam u'mitzakim, to dig deep foundations, deep poured foundations. In the binyan hazeh tashtis chazaka, so then this building has no strong base. What he's going to end up having is cracks are going to constantly form in the walls of the house. He's going to constantly need to. He's going to constantly need to invest more expenses to strengthen his house. And no matter how much he invests, it still has no tangible advantage. Because even though he'll fix the old ones, new ones are going to constantly form. New cracks are going to constantly form. And the house is constantly in danger of collapsing. There's one way before him. He should gather the courage to destroy the entire house. And to dig deep foundations. And upon that, he can build a strong building. This is the tractate of tshuva. Even though a person every year, let's say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, invests new fixes and improvements, the mimna beis ruchni in his spiritual house. But if it's not built on strong foundations, so every year he's going to have new cracks. And his spiritual house is destined to collapse. But it's one, he has to come to a situation where he's going to gather the courage of Yavin and he'll understand that all of these repairs and improvements will not solve the problems of his life. He needs to dig deep foundations. The Yaka Rashis is Ashodash Poydarishwalana. He needs to uproot his evil root. Then his building will be a everlasting building. It is with this thought process that a Jew has to approach tshuva, to the point that Hashem, who knows everything that is hidden, will be able to testify that this year he really wants to dig deep foundations for his spiritual house. Foundations that will be able to withstand all of the tests of life. The foundation will not shake, and the house will not collapse.
Destroying
the house. Yeah. And then digging out all the garbage and then rebuilding a house. Mm-hmm. So
how does one do that with, how do you destroy
the house? How do you destroy what you're living in? Basically what he's saying is that a person needs to...
It's a
new defense. What he's saying is that a person needs to be able to... to reevaluate where he is, you know, what his ruchnis is built on, and a person has to be willing to desert any specific approach that he had had until now, and starting from scratch.
It's depending on self, not on anybody else.
Well, as usual, ruchnis never has to do with anybody else but yourself. Well, a person has a way of life, and you know, even though cracks happen here and there, he's happy with the way he is. And
well, part of that bias could be the people you surround yourself with, also.
Oh, definitely, of course.
Which includes your wife and your children and people you just leave, go away.
Right. That could be true.
I guess it could be, but so that we're advocating that, abandon your family.
Depends who your family is.
It's getting back into the cave with Rabbi Shimon. Yeah.
No.
Me, every part of tshuva is to do your I would think would be to fulfill your responsibilities, and you have responsibilities to your children, for example, or to your wife.
definitely. Yeah,
that's... So, okay, I'm just going to abandon all of that. How's that true?
No, you I don't think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, you definitely tell me what he's saying. Yeah, but there's no, there is, we're not talking about that.
Hey. Talking about abandoning the internal, not the
yeah, but then we were talking about the people you're surrounded with, and you're most intimately surrounded with your, your immediate family. I mean, friends, I've got some bad friend that always leads me into trouble. Okay, so that part's easy.
Yeah, they're fun people.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't say that that part's easy.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't say that that part's easy.
I didn't say it's easy. It's easier, I think.
I don't, I'm not sure.
It depends on your particular wife and
right.
Children.
Again, that's, everything depends on the particular
you're right.
situation.
But for that part to be easy, then you first have to change the internal aspect. You know? And then maybe that part that doesn't seem so easy becomes easier once the internal side has switched over.
So it's very difficult to work internally when you have an influence from the outside that's just putting stumbling blocks along the way constantly.
It's impossible almost.
Almost.
So it's off to the cave.
No, it's like a tree. You gotta get start with the roots first.
Well, the question is, do you have to, in order to be an Eved Hashem, do you have to go to the, do you have to go to the tavern and not drink? Or can you just stay away from the tavern? There's a difference between going to the cave and just not going to the tavern.
You know, you can go to the cave, but unfortunately you bring yourself with you.
You know, you don't need to go to the cave.
Yeah. Well stated.
In a tshuva, he is gerus gemura. Tshuva is total conversion. Hamapechas kol metzius ha'adam that transforms the entire essence of man. Migoy gomer, someone who was a total goy. Shekol mehusay umetziusay tachas shulten haklipos ha'sitra achra, which includes someone whose entire essence and being represented someone that was represents even though his entire being was someone who was under the reign of the klippas and the sitra achra, even such a person can become a ger. Nefach ha-ger, yes ki Yehudi anu v'kedushu tahara. The ger is transformed into a Jew as if he was born with sanctity and purity. So also is the concept of tshuva. Pirushai, its definition is shinui yisoidi b'chol mehusai. It's a fundamental change in his entire essence. As the Rambam writes, shaval tshuva mashana es shemoi, that the tshuva changes his name. Kolaymar, meaning acharu, I'm a different person. I'm not the person that sinned. As it is brought, huh?
Every 5 minutes.
A person could do it like every 5 minutes. What's the point of the second verse? When the Isib Maril, he said, the Batchan asked, why is it that Yisrael had seven names? The Rashi says Yisrael had seven names. So he said that he had seven daughters. Every time he married off his daughter, one of his daughters, he went bankrupt and he had to change his name. When he said Maril, Betam Tvilas Erev Yom Kippurim, and as the Maril writes, that the reason why a person should go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur is ki haval tshuva tzarech tevila k'may geris, is because the haval tshuva requires tevila in the mikveh like a ger does. Just like a ger when he's becoming a Jew, he needs to go to the mikveh, and when he emerges from the mikveh, he's a new person. He's not the same person that went into the mikveh. He went into the mikveh as a goy, he emerges as a Jew. And so also a haval tshuva on Erev Yom Kippur is a new person. When they come out of the mikveh, the person is a new person.
So then what's he need Yom Kippur for?
Yom Kippur is to reflect the, what this new person is going to look like. Hashem Shagirus Tricha Tvila Mila VeKabbalas HaMitzvos. Now, Gerus requires three conditions. Tvila, Mikra, right? Mila, circumcision. And Kabbalas HaMitzvos, which is acceptance of all the mitzvahs. V'loy Tvila U'mila L'mayila Kabbalas HaMitzvos. And without going to the mikvah first and circumcising, the acceptance of the mitzvahs is worthless. So also by the Baal Tshuva, it's not enough for someone to accept upon themselves the yoke of the mitzvahs. It requires that a person should have everything that gerus requires in order to be from now on a loyal Jew. I gotta go with the Mila again.
So you're going to
compare
him
to his top race? He's going to explain what that means.
So I don't understand why the Hasidim, they go to the mikveh every day, right? Because it's supposed to be Erev Yom Kippur. Why don't they have a meal every day?
Right. Yesh Levar. You know, they say that Avraham Avinu, it says that Avraham Avinu performed all the mitzvahs before he was commanded to. Obviously, he wasn't commanded to. He never received the Torah. It says Avraham Avinu kept all the Torah. So the question is, why did he wait for Mila? He was waiting until he was commanded. Why? That's part of the Torah. Why didn't he do Mila before he was commanded to? So the obvious answer is that's a mitzvah you can only do once. So he knew that if he did it while he wasn't commanded, he wouldn't be able to do it when he's commanded. So so that's why he waited. So one thing he only did once.
Fulfill the mitzvah when commanded is a higher level than doing it voluntarily.
Yes, the vayar v'chinas mila u'tvila v'bal tshuva. So let's explain, what does it mean, mila and tvila, circumcision, and toiling by Baal Tshuva. Mila in Yana Kakosva Pasuk, the concept of Mila is as is written in the Pasuk, Umaltam is Orlas Levavchem. Circumcise the clogging of your heart, the foreskin of your heart. Va'orpechem leisakshuoid, and do not harden your neck anymore. The Lechoyra Yesh Lahavin. It's cold in here.
It's very cold.
Oh, wow. It is cold.
Along with the rabbi.
It is cold. It is cold.
What is that? Don't put on heat.
What do you want to put it on?
Just turn it off.
It's off.
We have you on tape saying it's cold, Rabbi.
Yeah, there's proof.
Okay. It's the editing process.
So we need to understand Mashmoyus Atzivui, the understanding of this command of circumcise the foreskin of your heart. What are these words directed toward? You also find a pasuk. It says, "Vasisa atayva yosha b'nei Hashem." So the pasuk says, "You shall do what is good and straight in the eyes of Hashem." And it's not explained what are the guidelines for this command. You should do what is good and straight in the eyes of Hashem. That's very general. What are the guidelines? Okay, Nira. Kipsukim Eilu, what it seems is Kipsukim Eilu Em Yisoyde Ayahadus. These psukim, again, one is circumcise the foreskin of your heart. The other is do what is good and straight in the eyes of Hashem. These are the foundations of Judaism. V'shneim ha'ba ha'talhi, and these two psukim are dependent on one another. The hina'izim is svarim ha'kadoshim, because it is written in the svarim ha'kadoshim, shekol tariyag ha'mitzvahs, is actually the Zohar says this, that all of the 613 mitzvahs are tactics how to achieve connecting to Hashem. Which is the purpose and the goal of every Jew in his world. And each and every mitzvah of the mitzvahs brings a Jew closer to this holy goal of becoming connected to Hashem. Now these foundations of Judaism will begin with with circumcising the foreskin of the heart. Just like a person is born with a foreskin over his flesh, and one cannot become a Jew unless they circumcise the foreskin of their flesh. A person also has a spiritual foreskin from the day of his birth. As it says in the pasuk, that the inclination of the heart of man is bad from his youth. This evil that is born with him, that is the root for all for the evil, the root of evil that is within a person. In you know, anoichi is my yeshus. This is the concept of ego that a person has. Shushodesh harash of Adam. That is the root of evil within man. Who I say, whoever loves me. That is what makes a person a slave to himself. As Baal Shem Tov said, our pasuk, "Anoichi oimid bein Hashem uveneichem," the pasuk that literally is Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Bnei Yisrael and saying, "I stand between Hashem and you." Baal Shem Tov explained that it means "Anoichi." Anoichi means the I, which is egoism. Ego stands between Hashem and the Jew. Anoichi is ki amachitza amafsekes bein Yehudi lavav shvashmaim. Ego is the barrier that separates between a Jew and his father in heaven. As long as a person that does not circumcise the foreskin of his heart, which is, as he's saying, the ego, Adayin eino Yehudi Muslim, then he is still not a perfect Jew. And corresponding to this, is the command, do what is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. Meaning, that a person should make his life mandate, to do what is good and straight in the eyes of Hashem. Because that is the essence of a Jew. I'm not a servant to myself. I'm not a slave to myself. My entire purpose is to do the will of Hashem. This is what the circumcision of the ger is, according to in a avoda sense. That is removing the orla of the heart, removing the foreskin that separates between the person and Hashem. And the way this is related to tshuva, the ha'inu lomol is orlas devavoy, which is to circumcise the foreskin of the heart, which is the ego. To become a loyal servant to Hashem. The Sivan Shalom says this concept is not possible by a non-Jew. Even if a non-Jew is of the righteous among the nations of the world, he still does not have the ability to negate his own self. It's only a Jew that has a chelek at the kamimal, part of the Rebbeinu Shlom himself, yochel asiga. Only such a person can achieve this level of totally negating himself to Hashem. Yesterday in Lav Malka, a mashulach told the story that he hitched from Ramat Shlomo in Israel to Yerushalayim, and this person that gave him a hitch was a Baal Tshuva. He was a Baal Tshuva for 5 years at the time. He told them that he and a group of his friends attended this seminar in Israel together. They were living in Tel Aviv at the time, and they became Balei Tshuva. He said his friends were progressing very, very strongly. They were started to learn, and they had chavrusas, and they were progressing. He said about this driver, told him about himself, that he wasn't getting anywhere. He fell very far behind. He wasn't progressing at all. It wasn't catching. He didn't feel the connection. He didn't feel, and the Torah wasn't entering his mind. So he went to this person that was Makarev, and to this rabbi that was that helped him come from, and he told him that, it's just that everybody else is progressing very nicely, and I just feel I'm left behind, and it's not talking to me. So he told him to go to Rabbi Yashiv, speak to him. He went to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said, "Listen, I don't know the answer, but I can tell you what you should try to do is there might be something wrong with your yichus. Right? Maybe somebody along the way over there was not Jewish, and maybe you're not Jewish. Do a geirus l'chomer. Go do. It couldn't hurt. Have a geirus done just in case." He said he had a geirus done. He said, and from then on, he's Amish progressing in a normal fashion. He's connecting. He's talking to him. Okay, we'll stop here.